A good Ner Shabbos. We're learning this, you know, Nishmas. Yisrael Zev and Avraham and Mir Rachel Bas Yosef Yankiv. I'd like to share with you a shmooz given by Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, who brought in his Sefer Darkei Musa. In this week's parish, the beginning of a winter's month, it was in 1973, as Yom Kippur War was on its way, so to speak, had been. And he gave a shmooz, and this is what he was telling the Olam. Start off by quoting a pasuk, Me'az yetze mosaik, mira yetze teif. Because the matzav were in, he said, they started this man early, because he quoted it in Barbanel. When he went into Golos to write his sefer, he wrote, Chesuri mechser v'hochi ketoni, play on words. If there is a chesaron, then hochi ketoni, then the limud atira is the most important thing. And Ace Tzara Hili Yaakov, and we're still in Ace Tzara, even though Baruch Hashem, our hostages have returned. But nonetheless, we're still in a tremendous Ace Tzara. There are a lot of people in the hospitals who need refuahs, their families are broken, etc., etc. And he says, when Noach was told to build the Teva, the Pasuk says, Tzoha Tasel La Teva. Why was that? And he says the reason was as follows, because all his Bnei Hador were going to die in the Mabul. And only Noach and his family, and who was in the Teva with him, survived. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to make it Tzoha, so that you can look and see and feel the Tzar of the Bnei Dor. They usually mitzhtatev in the Tzar of the Klal and don't be manim ayim from it. And even though taka they were Rishoyim, nonetheless, Masa Yodai Tovim Bayom, etc. And that's what our job is, said Rav Naiman, at this time in life. We have to be aware of what's going on around us and be mishtatev in the Tzar of Klal Yisrael. What's the derech to do so? So the Medrash Rabbin Parshas Dvarim says in the Pasuk, Panu lachem tzafeina. What does it mean? B'chunim tzayim, Rav Chia says, if you saw that someone's trying to start up with you, don't stand against them, hide yourselves until the problem passes. Yehuda ben Shalom says, Amr lo Yisrael Rebbein Shalom, his father gave the bracha of al-charbe chotichye, and you're asking and you're telling us, hatzbinu lachem, what should we actually do? Where should we run to? So the Medrash continues, says, he said to them, if you saw that the enemy is getting to you, then you should be bereach to Torah. The schus of the Torah, which is the schus that Klal Yisrael has to be able to stand up against our enemies. And that's Torah. And that's our obligation nowadays also, to try and increase our limud haTorah, increase the schus that we can get for Klal Yisrael. He says he heard from his Rebbe, Michil Mich Gordon, who was Rashiv and Lomja, who said over that the author of the Machzah Shach had three sons. One was a big Lamdan, second one was a huge Davener, and the third one was a wealthy young man. At one point, one of their children became very sick. So he gave them each a job to do. The Lamdan, he said, learn more with tremendous Hasmada. The Davener, he said, daven without stopping, and the wealthy man said, give tzedakah. And they also did so. And the child revived and was healthy afterwards. The Machzah Shekel said, the schus of the Torah was that which was machria. The others were, of course, important. We need all things. We need Torah, we need tefillah, we need tzedakah. But the koyach haTorah had the highest power and pull. And he continues, and he says, we need the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we have to try and increase our schuyas. He said, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, famous Gemara, the Torah Bonon, La'olam yira adam atzmo kilu chatzi yachayi v'chatzi zakai. Person should see himself as being half chayi and half zakai. You did one mitzvah, then you machi yourself l'kav z'chus. Rabbi Elazar Meshimon adds, he says, the olam is nidan according to this. If you do one mitzvah, you will machri yourself, and you also machri the whole world l'kav z'chus. Each one has to feel that responsibility, that he can make the difference, not to think, what difference do I make? We do make a difference. And therefore, at this point in time, when we need tremendous schuyas, we need the schuyas for those who are suffering, who are nabach lost limbs, v'chulei v'chadayma, for the family is torn apart, we have to feel for them, and we have to daven for them. And we have to, when we say refa'enu, think about those people who are languishing in the hospitals with all sorts of terrible machlas, etc. There's so many. All the children, Nebuchadnezzar, have been left Yesaimim. Yesaimim, the women who are left as almonas. We have to feel for them. And the way we can express our feelings is by doing what we have to do, and the Hainu, to increase our learning, daven better, and to give tzedakah according to what we can. We have to, each one can find their own way, but there's no question that the koyach of limud ha-Torah and the increase of our learning is that which will save and be the source of our ultimate Yeshua. And therefore, each person should try their best at this time to be marbe b'limud ha-Torah, the hasmoda, when they are learning, not to interrupt, and to try and make the learning times serious and meaningful. Daven with more kavod, think about those people who are suffering, and where we can, to give tzedakah according to our abilities, whether tzedakah b'mamon, sometimes a person doesn't have it, so tzedakah b'guf. But be'ez Hashem Yisborach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that we are feeling the pain and the suffering of others, and we're doing what we can, which is the Eitzah which He gave us, so to speak. Panu lachem tzafeinah, go towards Limud HaTorah. And with the increase of Torah and Tefillah and Chesed, the Rabbi Hashem will see that Klal Yisrael is ready and pining for the Guna Shlema Sheyovoi, Bimheirun Biyameinu Bishchus, of the increase of Limud HaTorah, Tefillah and Tzedakah. Have a wonderful Shabbos.